تاخرس نسينا. We mentioned it in the Gemara that all these 24 things that Bechir brought down are all considered obvious. Why are they all considered obvious? They're not obvious. They don't have tolerance. So why are they considered obvious? Yes, they're called obvious because they're the same din as an av. Same din as an av. Just like an av pays mitav, you have to pay for the most expensive, the best land that you have. If a person pays from land, he has to pay the best land. So do all these things that Rebchia delineates, they all have to be paid from mitav. And how do we know that actually? So Gemara says the God says also takas and sino yeshal and kosev. That sometimes they use the word takas, sometimes the sino, sometimes yeshal and kosev. It says shove. It tells me that just like shen veregel has to be from mitav, so to show, and from show we learn to other things, and that's how we know they all pay mitav. Now in this Tesis we're about to start, there's two parts of Tesis. One in the very beginning of Tesis, a small little point, and then there's the second half of Tesis. The first part of Tesis is focusing on the Boshes. How do you know that Boshes pays Metav? So we know Rashi says that I know. Rashi says, the Boshes, remember there was a bit of a problem what the gifts was, but they say that's what it means. Boshes, see, Tachas, Kabi Oines. So it says the word tachas, and tachas told me the word ah tachas, and says tachas shoy, shoy tachas shoy, and shoy is connected to shen regel.
Where did it say tachas?
By the oinus. Tachas ashen iso. And then you have to pay ashino, sorry, yeah. And the Gemara learned in Xubis that from these words, tachas ashino, there's a chiyu of boishes. See where it is in the Rashi? It's you should have a star, an asterisk there, just where it starts. Bishavis, Shevis. Yeah, change it to Boshes. It says Boshes, Tiv Gabeoines, and Mafate, there's a Tachas of She'ino, Bedoshinon, Bixubis, Pegelonaris, Hamishon Kesib Tachas, Inui, Mechal, the Eke Boshes.
I think I'm going to misread. So it says Boshes, because the Tachas can be. So Gabi Ones in part of the continuation?
No, where does it say, yeah, where does it say Bishas? Where does it say Bishas? Tachas by Bishas. So Rashi says, it says it by Ones, and the Gemara in Subas learns, Famishim Kesev Tachas,
so
the Gemara learned,
that's the same meaning,
that is also Bishas.
Ones in the
No, no, Ones in the we learned from, if I'm not mistaken, we're not from Kesef. Oh, it is my father, we're not from Kesef.
How do you read that part of the Rashi?
The Rashi of Shemes?
Yeah.
Shemes, Ksiv, Tachas.
Oh, it's really Boshes, right?
Boshes, Ksiv, Tachas. Where does it say Tachas? Kabe, oh, it is my father, in the parsha of Oines my father, it says there, Tachas ashe ino. And Oshino, Miksubas, Peg, Ilu, Nairis, Chamishin, Kesef, Tachas, ha inui. Machlal the Iker Boshes of Brigham. The Gemara Dashans, it says, Chamishim Kesev, you have to pay Tachas Inoy.
So the payment of Boshes is learned from the situation of Mephat.
Oines.
Oines of Mephat.
Right. The Oines, Mephat, besides paying the Chamishim, also has to pay the Boshes. And that's on top of Tachas, and therefore.
How does that
do it? How does the Gemara there Dashan it?
Adina Boshes, yeah.
Because it says Chamishim Kesev Tachas Inu. Now, so what was the Josh there? One second, let me just check up again. Something like this time now you have to pay extra. One second, I'm just going to service memory base. Yeah. So that but like Mara says, Chamishim Kesev, Amar Bai Kro, once again. Curse is not working. Here we are. Amar Bai Amar Kro, Tachas Asheino, Hani Tachas Asheino, Mechlal Deike Boishes to Pigam. So, so he's saying, I'm telling you, I have to pay. I mean, this story here, Tachas Asheino, you have to pay your 50 shekel. Chamishim shekel, it's 50 shekel is because of this ino. But besides that, there's the general chiyuvim that you have to pay, stam for Bishus and Begal. Rashi speaks out there. Tachas Asheino, Gabe Chamishim Kesib. Mechal de Bishus and Begal, Sheino Mishum Inui. שיש לו משך חויבלין, אינם בכלל זה. חמישים, he did an act, right? And the Pasuk is telling you that in this act, there was an act of inui, and there's other things as well, there's relations of begam. The 50 kesev is for the inui. That's what the 50 kesev is. And that's the extra 50 kesev. 50 kesev, חמישים kesev, that's for the inui. But the other things, why is the Pasuk saying, why are you paying חמישים kesev? Permission kesev tachas hashina. Why does have to say? A person ma'aras is 50 kesev. The pasuk saying what the 50 kesev is demarcated for. The 50 kesev is for the inui part of this story. But the other chiyuvim, which you normally would have anyway, that you have anyway, but there's a separate seal here of 50 shekel, which is because of the inui that you did.
I know it's not just 50.
So then just say 50. Why do you have to say tachas hashina? Why does the Pasuk have to say what the he did this act? You have to be 50, right? Why do you have to say Tachas Asheino? Okay, so Torah doesn't need to explain himself why.
It's going to be a lot more than it would have been.
Why does Torah need to explain itself? By Meitz Hashem, why does Torah need to explain by when the Torah by a shoyles nagia eved. Kills it. What the 30 shekels for? Here it possibly says, Chamishim shekel tachas ashe ino. Why are you telling me that? So the Gemara dashes that they're telling you that there's other chiyuvim as well, but for the inui, you pay the 50. And the other chiyuvim of boishes and begam that you anyway have to work out like you would normally have anyway. So it says,
I would say
all five of the payments. No, this one just pushed. Each one, actually, because each one of them had their own Makuri. There was Petzah, Tzar, and Ripa and Shevis could send Yitain, and Boshet could send Tzaras. From this Pshav Rashi, not the Nishapir, but this Pshav Rashi, each one of them has their own limit.
I'm saying for the Inuit.
That she get 50. What about if he calls it as a bullshit?
Almost
part of it,
she's gonna
give us the
payment.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what we're
going to
tell us.
What
are you saying?
Why are we making sure that we're clear that bullshit should be paid for, should be paid as well? All four, all five additional.
As you see, we could learn all of them from that. Or report. Then there is repayment.
Is she not going to give them payments?
I don't know if there is repayment such a case. There isn't shaman. No, then it's not called, that's not because of mana. That's called, it was a mazik. We know mazik from elsewhere. Yeah, I'm saying in this act, this act of bullshit, that's what there is in this act. This actual act is not a mazik, it's a normal act that another guy would also have done. He's a married husband.
What is it?
One is it? Begam. Yeah, begam you mean?
It's the same.
Yeah. No, that, so the Gemara does say it's Boshes and Begam. We learn from Boshes and Begam. That's and Achani. Those are the two things that there are. Those are the two things that there are. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I mentioned something in the Shabbos table that is the Begam is sorry.
Is what you said in the Shabbos table?
No, so but something similar. The question was, Nizik Shonon Enomima, and Begam.
Huh?
Nizik Shonon Enomima.
If it's nezik, the fact it's not a psula, if it's naked. It's not like too much, not visible. This is visible.
Why don't we learn onus mafata as well from tachas?
Yes, yeah, so we mentioned also in the shir last time, we could have learned it from yitin as well. Onus mafata, it says, v'nosan labi anara chomishim kesed. So there's a few of them we could have learned that. Right, from the Nosan, or from Kesev, or from now we see also Tachas. Tachas we're using maybe for that.
Unless it's Motzi Shemer doesn't have Tachas.
Motzi Shemer doesn't, okay. What about Midas and Fata?
Yeah, but we're putting them all together because it says Kesev. Okay.
But it's a different process. One's by Vianara Hamishim Kesev, and the other one is Kesev Vishka Ukumai Absurdus. It's two different circuits. So we could have really learned that from Nossa. I'd have to tell you.
But we have all three of them. Rashi chose to learn.
Put them all together, yeah.
Because that's a kasa for them.
Yeah. So it's all right. So let's go to Tosis. So Tosis, so Rashi learned this is all not about Tosis. Rashi learned that you learn our bushes from the word Tachas. So Tosis, Tachas and Sina. Second last thesis is on the page. Yamadalu Sifri Mapik Boishes. Then Sifri the Darshan Boishes, the derived Boishes page in this Mivika Tsuiso is Kapo. Resochis in Apple. That's a Bosuk talking about where a woman grabbed hold of the delicate areas of a man and said, you chop off her hands. Loi sochos finecho. And that's boishes. That's what she didn't do any harm. She just, of course, tremendous embarrassment. But Yanev me'idim zoymimim, tefsir loi sochos finecho. And we darshan it, me'idim zoymimim, it says loi sochos finecho. And here it says loi sochos finecho. So now we say a shaman. Loi sochos finecho, just like idim zoymimim, pe'idis. Because it says, Nefesh ben nefesh, so too, Boishet pays Idis. Says Boishet, Ve'en loyma, shu gzeir shava gmur. We cannot say that this was a proper gzeir shava. Medeloi koma, since our Gemara did not say, Asir tachas, nesinas, einecho. Right? It doesn't say einecho. Right? So you see, einecho is not really gzeir shava. I think more than it say it. I mean, the Supreme says it. Okay, it's not. Sometimes the Supreme brings Joshes, which aren't really the Josh.
But he's going to place them. How much would it say about the person?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It could do research. Xavier Shabbat doesn't matter if there's other places. Xavier Shabbat are Makabal from Sinai. So these two words are connected. But since it says, it's not saying, by Katsuy says, and it says, Abaydim Zemim. So the Edom is in the Alachomim. Ain't all the Dom Xer Shabbat up here outside. So there was a Kabbalah that these two words are connected.
Right, I'm saying it's a proper Xer Shabbat, not like those was the same. What we're saying is four terms of Bachas and Xer Shabbat. Those are key trigger words that he knows in the Bible.
There's a Xer Shabbat that we're in the Kabbalah.
And then there's a Xer Shabbat addition to these four.
No, these four are Xer Shabbat.
Is our all Xer Shabbat?
Yeah, sure. We can't stump just say trigger words. Okay. He's Xer Shabbat. Says he's Shalim. Says Shalim Nef. Okay. So don't say it's Xer Shabbat Gemara because otherwise it should have been included in this list of words. Right. So where do you know from? So where do we know Boishes from? We said Tachas.
So what do you think it's missing?
Yes.
The Sifri?
Yeah. No, the Sifri didn't mean it as Xer Shabbat Gemara. It's a very, it's one of those harder things of Midrash Chazal. You sometimes bring a smachtas, which aren't the real drashas.
It's not a real drasha.
Yeah. Like a... So why didn't the Sifri say the real drasha? Good question, yeah. It's not a drasha, it's not anything to say a Shabbat Gemara, because I would have brought it down. So why did it do it? I don't have an answer. Why did the Sifri chose the longer it was just on a smachtas?
So again, when it says, just my sake, sorry, it says clear Shabbat Gemara, it means, I read it, I'm saying it's not a complete Gemara, it's not complete.
It's a smachta, yeah.
It's not a career shop.
Not wrong. Not wrong. You can't make up your own Zay Shabbos. It is or isn't. Right? So if it's not Zay Shabbos,
the only thing you can't ignore the fact
that
it's
usually
the same exact words.
Right. Doesn't matter.
And then you have to have a Masorah.
Right.
So here it's stacking the case. It's three words in a row. It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Wow.
Not wrong.
Not understanding any important
story. Okay. I didn't think you would. So you try it up on Vayikra Tzuvah. It's one of those Gemara says. It's one of those things that's just against everything you hold on. And therefore, I didn't have a hammer that you would be able to understand. Okay, it's the only way you'll be able to understand it if you change your ideas of how Midrash Chazal work, and you're not holding them.
So. I'm not trying to hold the words yet.
I'm not being critical, Yossi.
It's fine.
I'm just saying a fact.
I don't understand how
you don't have to read it. I'll try to play the words, but the reason why you're not understanding it is it's far deeper than that. And Beseda, it's something which is against your whole outlook in life. Really. The Sifri, I'll read it again just so you should be able to translate the words. Sifri, Mabig, Boshes, in the Sifri, Sifri is Medrash, right? In Pamidon. Sifri, Mabig, Boshes, Sifri Mabig Boshes, Mirakatsuiso, Escapo, Reisochus, Enoch. Sifri derived, Mabig Boshes derived that Boshes, you pay Idis from the following words. It says, Mirakatsuiso, Escapo. Loi sochus inepo. And that apostle was talking about a woman that did an act of butchers. Vianu, and we make it say a shove, we learn from to and from another place. Me'edim zaymimim, where it says the same word, zechsebe, loi sochus inepo. So we have it say a shove. Says loi sochus inepo here, says loi sochus inepo there. Just like me'edim zaymimim means meta. So to in the case of boches, it means meter.
Okay.
So this is the ain't no mashum zeir shabbat more. Don't take this medrash, this sifri as face value. That means to tell you zeir shabbat, but it's not true. There is no such zeir shabbat. How do I know there isn't? May the loy ksim, may the loy kama, since our gemara didn't say asya nesino takas nesino einecho. We have takas nesino. Yishanim Kosov. Right? Now, the Gemara also said, Einecho. If it's true that Zigzay Shabbat is Sabbath, Einecho, Sabbath is Einecho. So why did I hold down as one of the four here, five, which should be five here? Answer is, because it's not really Zigzay Shabbat. The manager there said it just to make the people listening to the share understand easier, but it's not the real observation. Well, the real observation is a bit complicated. Tachas, by Oinus, Mafata, Medicine says.
Why don't we go the other way? Why doesn't it just say that the Gemara left out the fifth phrase? I should have added. I mean, here's what I'm saying this in four terminologies. We have a Tana in the Sifri that's saying. Also, this is Ereshav.
So you see that it's not. The Rav is telling us, you see that it's not.
He's in the Gemara. He has a Tana saying the sword. This is Ereshav.
The Gemara can tell us that what this says in this Medrash wasn't the real one. He's teaching us that.
That's a big finish to say, even though the Tana is saying this is the Ereshav, then it's not really
Gezer Shabbat. Remember, Gezer Shabbat is the things that were recovered from Sinai.
So the Tana is saying, I have a Gezer Shabbat.
So that's what Rav is saying. You know, it's not that Tana was not saying a Gezer Shabbat the moon. We are coming off to go
ball. Could you resolve by saying that the list of four was not that truly fine?
You could do it, but I didn't do that.
But there's a time just to say like that. I'm just saying.
No, ask.
I have a time of saying that it is. So who's a Gemara to say that's wrong? Say I will flip it now.
Right.
I'm a high authority, but you're wrong.
That's what the expression.
But Revol didn't say my time as our meeting. No, Kulon ka obviously shari me meeting. They all pay meeting. That's what Revol told us. My time and this Xer Shova was Xer Shova, wasn't it? Revol woke up one day to tell us this was Xer Shova that existed, that people knew about. Asya, he can't make these things up. That means there was a Kabbalah that these four are the Xer Shova to teach it to us. So if our Gemara told us that we learned Boshet from the word Tachas and didn't bring down the word Ina, means our Gemara is telling us to teach you how to learn this Sifri. The Sifri is not something which is Xer Shova Gemara. It's not us in the year 5784 and we're holding now, waking up to try and work at Xer Shova. There was a Metzius of a Messiah what was the Kabbalah Messina? So Rebbe Vol couldn't have just said, you know what, I'm going to tell you add on Einechem because I have a Sifri. Because there wasn't such a Kabbalah. There wasn't such a Kabbalah. There wasn't a Kabbalah for such a thing. That's why he didn't.
It's still pretty bold. I mean, Sifri is presents it without a
Sifri. But there wasn't such a Kabbalah. So what do you want him to say? Since the Sifri says there is, we're going to make up the... There wasn't such a Kabbalah.
Obviously, it was a Kabbalah. My reading the teacher to me, somebody else, or nine generations before me.
He got lost.
Huh?
And he got lost.
Yeah, that would be my more logical way of thinking it through.
Okay.
Is that why?
So it's not like that.
Is that the way you're going to exchange
the Gemara? It's not a
Gemara. It's not a Gemara. But he's
saying Gemara. No, it's either is or isn't. Yeah, either hit the stumps or you don't. It's not like you're hitting partial. Yeah, you get them. No. Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, I mean, that's all we're involved. The Gemara is teaching us this. Next part of Tesis. Yeah, but I think Yosef generally doesn't understand is why the Medrash Chazal would have picked on this one if it's not the correct. That's what Yossi is not the first time. It's bothering Yossi with this. Say that, and it's not the first time we've had it either. So that is how the Chazal works. Okay, Edom Zomer. Here's the second half of thesis. Edom Zomer. Here's Rashi. Regarding Edom Zomer, Rashi says, "How do you know Edom Zomer is Tefsivu Nefesh Benefesh, and the base that Tachas and Tachas like Yigdei Shaveh." So that's how we know. So Roima. Even if they made it, the two Edim were made on a Shurtan, that was Mazik. All they testified that somebody owed, somebody had money. The din is you don't pay from Edis, you pay from Ziboris. And then it's by Shaitan, but he pays Megufa. That's not Idis. So he understands that Megufa is not called Idis. It's only Megufa. And the din is by Bachoy, really, I think the Nitoy only pays Zibus. Does not pay Idis. Chazal made a pshara because people are lending money and they said, you know what, since he's not going to pay, since people won't lend money, if they know they're against some rocky land somewhere, we say you have to pay Benins. That's the Tekon of the Rabbon. But it's certainly not Idis. There's no Idis by God for you. So what would be Edom Zomer testifying that Reuben owed money to Shimon? So they were trying to cause Reuben a loss of not Idis. They're trying to make him lose money on Benis, Ziboris, right? And then they found out to be Zomer. What do they need to pay? When they pay to Reuben, do they pay to Reuben Idis or do they pay Benis? So the state says, that's what our Gemara comes to say. You pay, it's. The Mishanu Mimita, first, last narrow line. The Mishanu Mimita says, listen, how do I know that? How do I know that? That's what we must be talking about. And we're talking about when they're trying to cause somebody to pay the value of his time. Or somebody to pay a loan, Adrina, that must be that. Says Tosis, mitav. If they wanted to try and cause, if the intent was to cause somebody to pay mitav, it's all right. You don't need any bosom. The mekashen zaman after that we know the mekashen zaman. You try with mitav. They're trying to cause somebody to pay mitav. So of course they need to pay mitav. Oh. That's a different idea on the side. That's a good idea on the side. That's different. I'm saying, well, first let's say it. Yeah, let's say what takes the same. If they were trying to call somebody to pay mitav, then that's kashas dolam lasa. So, okay, then I don't need any exam shava to tell me to pay mitav. So, what's exam shava? Nefesh, ben nefesh teaching me. What's exam shava? Come to teach me that even if they were trying to call somebody to pay the boys, they need to pay mitav. Because I don't need, if they're coming, if they're trying to call somebody to pay, it is, it's possible they should pay this.
But Zalam has definitely needed it. Different things that we learned from Kashas. How can you say that that's all? What? Kashas Zalam of Kashas Shasa.
Sisim, yeah. No, but Sisim, the word, Sisim of Kashas Zalam of Asa, what does that mean? Should do to them what they wanted to cause to somebody.
Yeah.
If they wanted to cause somebody to pay me, so of course they
pay me. Have that punishment for legal and things like that. We need a pasuk, the same old words. You can't say, because if it was only about this, we wouldn't say those words.
No, no.
Yes.
If it was only, so if they were trying to cause somebody to pay me, I don't need nefesh benefesh. Nefesh benefesh told me that they have to pay me. The idim zayim have to pay me. Right? But nefesh, that means like tachas. If the story was that the Edom were trying to cause somebody to pay Meta, then I don't need Nefesh from Nefesh to say that those Edom have to pay Meta. But the Pasuk tells me that they're going to be. They tried to cause somebody to pay Meta, so they have to pay Meta. That's what the Pasuk told us. So I don't need a Drosha to tell me to pay Meta, that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says the punishment the Edom are going to get is what they tried to do. They tried to cause something to be made. Of course, they're being made up. So why do I need nefesh for nefesh? Answer is nefesh for nefesh means even if they weren't trying to cause something to be made up, they're trying to cause something to be ziboris. Possibly, say Shama tells me that they have to pay it. That's what the possible say Shama teaches. They have to pay it. Even though they're trying to cause ziboris, Exeir Shabbat tells us, go and pay for food. If they're trying to cause Idis, if they're trying to cause a loss of Idis, I don't need any possible to tell me that they are potter, that they have to pay Idis. Don't need Nefesh for Nefesh for that. I have the Josh, obviously, that I'm the possible in Idis. I said, no, you catch the on that stuff. That's different tastes. Yeah, very straight, you know? If somebody's coming to call, the Edom are trying to cause somebody a loss, or it is. So they have to pay. It is. The possible sense of sitzim loy kash zama. Las is the opium. So why do we need nefesh benefesh? Case when they're trying to call ziburis. What's the case? Either shoritam, shoritam is ziburis, or shor, or choyv, or subsisha, or something which is also ziburis. Right, this is ziburis, it means ziburis. And beings, but not it, that's what sort of the point.
So we learned from the notion of that we made the known that you're trying to call a particular level of damage from the best, they still have to pay from the best.
Right.
More than the amount that they charge to another one.
Nachon. It's an additional thing over what they charge to.
Same amount.
Yes, right. So that's Tosis. There is a pure horus on Tosis. Sound nice just to understand a little bit deeper. If somebody goes and smashes some really, really high quality land, if someone plows over high quality land, damages high quality land, damages it. How much does the person, what does the person have to pay back? He has to pay back, if he wants to pay back land, he has to pay back what type of quality of land?
Same
quality of land. Where do you know that from? Where do you know you have to pay back high quality land?
Huh? Nezek.
Nezek. Nezek. Not mere kazon. Nezek. Nezek. Nezek is one of the chiyuvim. They have to pay me in this. But if it wouldn't have had this pasuk telling us by Nezek, they have to pay for it. If you wouldn't have known that, then what would you have paid back? Suppose. Because I owe you money, that's why I owe you. I tried. I caused you a loss of high quality land. I caused that to you. That's why I caused you. I caused you a tremendous amount of loss, both in value and in quality. But that's how much do I owe you? I owe you money. That's why I owe you. And if there wouldn't be any possible to tell me that I had to pay for this, then it would be possible that I have to pay Ziburis. That's all I would pay you. Pay you Ziburis. How much would I pay you? The value of the land that caused you damage. But the quality of land I give you, I wouldn't have to give you any idis. Even though I damaged the idis, but the payment is nothing to do with why I damaged. I damaged idis, but the payment I pay you Ziburis. That's what would be if there wouldn't be any Xer Shava territory by Mazik, you pay idis. There wouldn't be any Xer Shava, then you would say Mazik pays Ziburis. And it doesn't make a difference why damaged. Whether you damage the most expensive land, or you damage the less expensive land, less quality, high quality, doesn't make any difference. You pay Ziburis, that's what you would pay. How much? The value of the land. From what quality? Even Ziburis. There's Xer Shava telling me otherwise. So why should Edim Zomim be anything different? Why should Edim Zomim be, it says to Yusuf Safar, even without Xer Shava, I would know they have to pay high quality land. Might be wrong. But since they wanted to do some harm to him, even as they done it, they destroyed high quality land. Still, they would only have to pay back Ziburis. You wouldn't have to pay back Idis. There wouldn't be Xer Shava. So they tried to cause what happened. There was a story with the show. They said the show Mu'ud. That's what they said. Your show Mu'ud brought some. So what's the difference between Mu'ud? To pay Mali, you have to pay Idis. Your show Mu'ud brought some. So you have to pay me Idis. That's what they were telling the guy. The guy, you know, you have to pay Idis. So what? What's I got to do with Edim Zomim? Edim Zomim and Vechir Mon. That's what they're. They tried to cause you a loss, you have to pay back. It should be exactly the same. It should be exactly the same as if somebody actually went and destroyed that guy's field. Not just tried to cause him to lose that field, but somebody actually went and destroyed that field. If somebody destroys the field, how much do you pay? The value of the field. From what quality? If not for Xer Shava, I would say even Ziburis. It happens to be Xer Shava, that's why you pay Idis. The Chir Mammon, that's why I need to pay. I owe you money. From what land, what type of quality? That's a Xer Shava telling me you have to pay this. But the Chir Mammon is an amount. I owe you that amount of money. So why did Edim Zomim all of a sudden says thesis? Edim Zomim that tried to cause some to pay using his field, it's partial, even like any Xer Shava, that they need to pay the Idis field. See, the Loika Shazomim last off. Why should that be? I would say it's possible they need to pay him money. What quality field? If you wouldn't have Xer Shava, I would see the books. Why should he pay you this? That's the Aram Tosis. Regarding Mazik be a dying, Mazik, Mamish, a person with Mazik be a dying, if there wouldn't be any Xer Shava, you would say you pay the books. And regarding Edim Zomim, even without Xer Shava, if you try to cause him to lose Idis, you have to pay this. What's the difference between the two? You hear the kasha, Ruben?
Mm-hmm.
Love it? Got the kasha? Mm-hmm. Somebody's in Mazik be a dying. It is, if not for Xer Shava, how much, what would he pay? The amount of damage he did, but from what quality of land would he pay with? If there wouldn't be Xer Shava, if it wouldn't be Xer Shava, see, boys. I mean, Xer Shava taught me the amount you need to pay, you have to pay for high quality. So it wouldn't be that Xer Shava, you would say you pay Ziburis. So why can't we say the same? Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim tried to cause somebody to lose a loss of money. What land? The expensive land. That's what they tried to cause them to lose. The expensive land they tried to cause them to lose. Okay, so they owe you money from what quality land they have to pay from. If there wouldn't be Xer Shava, I would say from Ziburis. should be the same. And yet they're saying no. They're saying that's possible. It's possible they have to pay this. Why is that?
Because there are some of the snappers been that much. But you still have the possibility of cashier zaman. So cashier zaman tells you that you have to pay the level that you do. You don't need
the amount.
No, it tells you that you have to pay the exact way that you're caught causing the fee. That you have to pay, if they charge it is, then you have to pay this.
You have to pay cash zaman last offer, like you tried to pull to your friend.
Not the monetary.
Even had he done it to his friend. Even if it was a real mazik being done, you wouldn't have had to pay.
But that's the finish of getting some. You have to pay the way you would have had to pay.
That's the shayla. How do you know that's the chiddush beitin zayin? Maybe the chiddush beitin zayin is you have to pay the value, just like any mazik. Any mazik you have to pay the value. This one you have to pay the value. From what quality? That's something else. How do you know that's included in the kashrus zomim nasa ochim? I would have thought, but sisem loy kashrus zomim nasa ochim, just like you tried to do, we treat it as if you did it. Had you done it, it would have been Zibois. So today it would have been. I'm asking, can I hear it? Not on that, but I'm asking why it should be, how do you know it?
Once you have Gezeira Shava, then that shows that the only reason you need Gezeira Shava is to prove that you had by Venus.
Not sure, it could be, but maybe Vasisim Lukash is on. Doesn't tell you anything about form, which quality you have to pay with. And the exchange shop tells you the whole thing. So, to answer this question, David said a vault last week, and that's the answer in Edom Zemim. Edom Zemim, the pshat of the system, is that they get the exact same din that they tried to cause to bring. That's what they get. It's not that they get a punishment that they have to pay something. They received the din that they tried to get to bring. Ruvain, Aiden came along to Ruvain's show board blown. So the psak din that the basin gave Ruvain, they received. That's what they received. They received that psak din. The psak din is that Ruvain, that the Aiden show board blown. That's the psak din. And what's the deal if somebody's showing goes blowing it? He has to pay for meters. So that's Vasitim Loika Shazam Nasa Akib. Vasitim Loika Shazam Nasa Akib means not that we start giving you an extra punishment. Vasitim Loika Shazam Nasa Akib means you get the deal of what you tried to cause blowing.
They tried to get him to pay the rules.
No, so that's what I'm saying by Idis. Vasitim Loika Shazam Nasa Akib means you get the deal of blowing. Blowing was that it is, in the case of it is, you got that din. So it's not comparable to somebody's mazik biyadayim. If I'm mazik biyadayim in somebody's field, so I've got a chiyuv mamon. That's my chiyuv. From which quality to plan to pay, you need the gzeir shavu to teach it. But the pasuk v'asitzem loika shezom l'asa'ach, this is the vault that Thomas said he learned 35 years ago. V'asitzem loika shezom l'asa'ach means that the edim zoymim, they received the din, the psak din that was given to Ploini is now relating to them. The psak din, which they were trying to cause on Yenim, that their show, his show, God, and therefore the psak was that he has to pay, that's what they need. That's their din now. Their din is Ki'ilu your show, God. Comes a very interesting along. What's the din if somebody steals and shefts? You pay 4 or 5, right? What happens if we've got Eden, they shefted, they're not Eden, they sold. So now there's no Eden to be machayiv for the stealing. So you only got 3 or 4, you don't have 4 or 5. Because you can't be machayiv for the actual carrying. You don't have a cloud of stock. That's a good order, right? So I have to think of a better example. A case where we know they were stolen from that Eden. It's good order. There's a case, I don't remember what it was then. A case where a person would only have an obligation to pay 3 or 4. I think it's that case that, or maybe he admitted, yeah, maybe he admitted they stole it, but didn't admit they were shepherd. So there's no kefir. He admitted he stole it, but he didn't admit to shepherd. So there's no kefir. So there's only a chiyuv of 3 or 4. Right? Achon?
Which means that Devon Dayton's only paying two.
No, they're right? Not.
He's paying 3 or 4.
There's only a. Really, you have to pay 5, 4 or 5, right? The sheet talks to me for $3 here.
The first one is the Karen.
With one Karen, one Kefil, and then you have the rest for.
Is he smoked that?
So if he was made before, if he was made, he was stolen. Yeah. And then he came along to base. I'm going to have shot. There's no Kefil.
So
you only have left 3 or 4.
He owes the Karen.
And he owes also a sheet of an offer the Kefil. Right, this is your Emirate. So the thing is, yeah?
No, so stole and he's shafted. Then he's mother.
He made out, so he doesn't pay Kefil.
He pays the Karen. Aren't all the extra ones considered Knas?
Right. He wasn't made the shepherd. That was Edom afterwards. He was made the stole it. He was made the stole it. So then you have a case where he's out the Chiv of Karen and the Chiv of Dalet Vehe, but not Dalet Vehe because there's no Kefal, so it's down to 3 or 4. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Dashans, the Torah says 4 or 5 you pay, not 3 or 4, so you don't pay anything. There's no din of paying 3 or 4. So that's what happens if you have Edom Zoymen that came and testified that somebody shechted. I mean, so what Edom said they got stolen. Well, Edom said they got stolen. But these Edom Zoymen came along and said they got shechted, they shechted. So these Edom Zoymen, what are they coming to cause? How much are they trying to cause them to pay? No, 3 or 4. Because the fact that you have to pay 1 and 2. That was other Edom. What are they trying to call the No, that he already has to pay. They're trying to pay the additional.
Trying to pay additional.
Right, how much? Yeah, you mean number 4 and number 5.
Yeah.
Say that. But 3, 4, and 5, yeah. They're not trying to cause him to pay 4 or 5. Right? Then they're not causing him to pay 4 times the amount. He's already paying twice. They're trying to cause him to pay an additional 3. That's what they're trying to cause him. To pay an additional 3. And the Gemara says that Edom Zoymen don't pay it. Why? Because the Torah says 4 or 5, not 3. That's what the Gemara says. Edom Zoymen don't pay if they're only giving edus about the Tvicha. And the Edom Zoymen, they don't pay. Why?
We wouldn't accept their edus at all.
It's a good arm.
We should not accept.
Why? Because it should
be all the same. You can't accept, you can't punish.
Yeah, okay. You're asking the law, you have to know the beginning of Makkah, the first day is too mild. But, okay, but there's no din, they would not be chayim to pay 3. Why? The Torah says, Dalet Vehe, Amar Rahmano, Veloi Gimel Ve Alba.
They have
to pay anything.
They wouldn't
have
to pay anything.
Right. The question is, why not? They were trying. No, there wasn't. So the question is, why not? The din of Dalet Vehe, that's regarding somebody who steals and shechts. So the Torah says somebody who steals and shechts pay 4, and not, doesn't pay 3. So maybe if you can't be mechayvim all 4, he doesn't get anything. But Edom Zoymen, the point of Edom Zoymen is to cause somebody a loss of money. They were trying to cause him a loss of money to pay an extra three times. That's why they're trying to cause him a loss of money. Why shouldn't they have to pay it? Why shouldn't they have to pay it? If he didn't learn it, they were trying to cause him a loss of an extra 3 times. So they should pay it. How the hell we'd say that the Torah says 4 or 5 and not 3. That's a kashur to him, to Edom. It's kashul to the guy who stole, but not to Edom. Edom looks like a chiyuv. They have to pay what they try to call them a loss. So if Shem is all knowing about Mizraim from here, you see, no, that's the din. The din of a season like as a common is they receive the judgment they tried to put on him. Now what they tried to put on him? 3. And therefore, it's as if they're tied him? 3. End of Akkazim. There's no judgment of 3. There's judgment of 5. The Torah says 5 and not 4. They were trying to put on him a chiyuv of tvicha machir. That's what they're trying to do. So they get a din as if they did just tvicha machir. Well, there is no chiyuv for just tvicha machir. The chiyuv is gneva and tvicha machir. There is no chiyuv of just tvicha machir. Therefore, they don't get any chiyuv whatsoever. And we bring a raya that the chiyuv of Edom Zoymen is like you said, you have a tortoise ready. You say the chiyuv is not that you have an obligation to pay a loss that you took force for him. That's not the pshat. The longest of Eidim Zayim is that they get the din what they tried to put on that person. The din they tried upon that person, that's what they get. If they tried upon that person Tzvicha Mechira, they get Tzvicha Mechira. It's as if they shepherded and sold the baby. But what's the din? If they just shepherded and sold the baby, would they need to pay? Dalet Vei? No. Would they need to pay Gimel? No. Because there's no such chiyuv of just Tzvicha Mechira. There isn't such a chiyuv of Bechlal. They don't need to pay. If they were made that somebody stole and did Tzvicha Mechira, oh, then they can get the din as if they stole and they did Tzvicha Mechira. In which case, there'd be a chiyuv of Dalet Vei. If they're just being made about the Tzvicha Mechira part, they can't get the din. They get it to us. Tzitzis said, it's poshut without any need for any Gzeir Shavah. If Eidim Zayim are made, that Ploini is Chayim Idis, it's poshut that they're Chayim Idis. You don't need any Gzeir Shavah. So we ask, why not? Why don't you need Gzeir Shavah? They're Chayim to pay money, and they need the Gzeir Shavah. Tell me which quality. The pshat is, says Rav Shem Zalman Reibach, that they get the din that they were trying to bomb Ploini. That din they were trying to bomb Ploini was, you're Shoy God. So the psalm thing was, you're Shoy God, you have to pay this. That was the psalm. They get that psalm. It's as if they're Shoy God. What's the difference? They're Shoy God, they have to pay this. So you don't need any Shoy for that. But see, Zem Loika, Shadonam Nasa, often, you're Shoy, Mr. Eden Zem and God. That's what happened. It's as if you're Shoy God. The Chiddush of our Gemara is, and this is what Yosef was just asking before. Even once we've said that, what happens when they're being made that you're Shoy Tami God? So then it's as if they're Shoy Tami God. If so, they shouldn't have to pay for Midis. That's the Zer Shabbat. Zer Shabbat's Chiddush. Even though they got a din that they're Shoy Tami God, the Zer Shabbat tells me is an exception. Here you need to pay for it. You, Mr. Eidim Zayim, who received a psak din of Ziboris, gets put up because of Nefesh Benefesh goes up to Idis. Shmack, no? That's the last one. Okay, let's read the inside one more time and say we've done it. Eidim Zayim, halfway through Tosis. Eidim Zayim, the first one on the line is Eidim Zayim. Pish Rashi. That's how we know they paid this. So Chaimus says, we have to say that Peter may idu al shor tam, even if they testified on a shor tam shehizik. And the halacha is a shor tam shehizik does not pay in this; he only pays migufa. Or he idu ploini chayv leploini money. Or they testified.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing nice we say. The short time she is in, we say Megufa. So the goof is there, right? What would be the situation when he has an indicative land? We just said, what happens? Can he force the person who got damaged to just take the end of the corpse of the animal?
It could.
What?
He could.
He doesn't go take the corpse.
That's why it's not me. This.
What?
That's why it's not me.
No, so what's the mitzvah that you have to pay from his divorce? He says, go pick up the corpse. You go get it. Take it away. So how can it ever occur that he'll have to pay divorce?
Well, if
he said he can, take it. Why is he? Why
if we see that the Torah says you can pay, if we see the Torah says you can pay with the gufoy, so it shows that the Torah says you don't need to pay this. Now, what would be if and someone says, if it could be that you could pay with Kufoy,
right.
So the Torah is saying that there's no Idis by Shor Tam. So now they were made, these Eidim Zayim were made about somebody's Shor Tam God. But these Eidim Zayim don't have a Shor Tam. They're made about a story that happened.
Right.
So now they need to pay money for what they tried to cause. Do they need to? They don't have money, they want to pay land. Do they pay land which is Idis or Ziburis?
So there'll never be land at all.
So they have to pay. These agents don't have to pay. So what would they pay? So do they pay Idis or Ziburis? So if we find that they were never trying to cause him a loss of Idis, so there could be a room to say they could pay Ziburis. Yeah? And or they testified that Ploini Chayv Ploini Moneh, the Dina of Ziburis, which I'll be Ikatoya, he pays Ziburis. And that's what the Gev Shovah here is telling me, the Mishal Mibu Mita. They have to pay Mita. That's the Gev Shovah. Even though they tried to go to Zibor, they have to pay Mita. Dimrotzu l'chai v'chem Mita. Says Toises. Because, why am I saying this? Because if Rotsu l'chayim chavei achim meitav, if their goal was to make that person chayim meitav, lo yitzorich, oh, you don't need any gzeis akos, you don't need any gzeis shoveh, you don't need a posse, you don't need gzeis shoveh nefesh benefesh. Why? I have a posse already. The mekasher zomam nafke. You learn it out from kasher zomam. Yischaivu mimeitav. You pay mimeitav. That's what Kasher Zomam is. Kasher Zomam is telling you that the punishment that they tried to inflict on them, that din that was given to them, is now given over to the Eidim Zayt. And therefore it's possible to be paid mimeitav. Good. So everything you learned many, many years ago comes up into a solution. So the plan is Chazor, I believe you've started it. What is it they choose? Maybe Thursday to get through some of it at least.
Where do we start?
Tony and Mishai. Okay. Should be well, everyone.
It's the fallacy of the you pay the town, the town pays it as well. You're paying the tractors and the ambulance, which is about